Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for healing arts professionals who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and changemakers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect, but extraordinary. You'll find the past episodes on myshamaniclife.com, as well as a link to Patreon. By sponsoring this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by helping me purchase needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and my turtle bus. I'll be offering a yoga practice in a bit, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. If you have a yoga strap or a creative substitute, such as a belt or the strap from a bathrobe, then go ahead and grab that and have it handy. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchoring you in so you feel nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm continuing to work with Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck. I've been pulling cards every day for a number of months now and bringing the energy of the card that I have pulled into my podcast each week. And the card that I pulled this morning is Firefly. Firefly energy in this deck is about the inspiration to create, but it comes in a burst. And it asks, what are you doing to be ready so that you can take advantage of that creative burst? And I find that this card is really timely for me, maybe for you as well. I spent January focusing on what I called practical magic. I did bookkeeping. I did filing. I straightened and rearranged and organized. And I'm glad that I did it in January, even though sometimes that got a little bit stressful for me, because I am getting those creative bursts now. And I have quite a few creative projects that are in the works, things that I needed both space and time for. And by catching up on some of those very mundane things that can feel like drudgery when you have to do them, I was able to make space both in my calendar and on my desk in my office, which is also my creative center, my altar space. I was really able to take advantage of the space to start to work on these creative projects that I really needed to put energy into because they were calling me so strongly. And that moves into my theme for February, which is really loving myself. Back in October, the beginning of October, end of September, when I do my planning for the year, because it is the time of my birthday and the fall equinox, and it always feels like that particular time kind of calls us to start to plan how we're going inward and then how we're going to move outward in the spring. My plan, my overall arching theme for the year was making it real. I had lots and lots of ideas, things that I wanted to do, and they've been bouncing around there for quite a while. And I really wanted to manifest. And a lot of what I was doing in January, my practical magic time, was making that space for those things I want to manifest and doing the mundane work that underlies all of that manifestation. We cannot create anything without action. and I needed to start taking some action. So I really buckled down and said, if I want this to be real, I need to figure out things like how I'm going to pay for it and where I'm going to keep the information that I'm gathering for this. And then we get to February. Valentine's Day is coming up. So we tend to, in February, get these themes of love going. Of course, while we're doing our growth, our self-reflection, we start to get into self-love. And I really was challenged by that when I first started thinking about it, because it felt like a good theme, but at the same time, it seemed very cliche and overdone. And it's really easy to say, I'm going to practice self-love this month and I'm going to take a bath, or I'm going to give myself a day off, go to a museum, you know, do these things that are wonderful and supportive. But I wanted to know, in this year of making it real, what does it mean to really love yourself? So that's what I'm doing this month, is digging in, really loving myself, all of me, the whole. And that means that I need to love all of this creative stuff that I'm being called to, and also loving those times when I don't feel creative. And in making space in January for that creative stuff to come in, I've also created space to take a break when I need to. So really loving myself, taking advantage of the creative bursts when they come, and being super gentle with myself when they don't, along with a whole bunch of other things. I've been doing lots of shadow work, so there's lots of integrating of shadow pieces that I've been kind of pushing away for quite a long time. So, Firefly, how do we take advantage of the creative bursts? And then how do we make space for times when the light is dimmed? One of the practices, of course, that I do regularly and share regularly is yoga. And especially in this time where I am, where we're getting snow, lots of us are out there shoveling. I myself fell on the ice about a week ago and I'm nursing a very big bruise. So my energy physically is a little more taxed than normal. And maybe you're feeling that too. Maybe you're feeling that in your back or in your legs. So really loving myself then is taking care of those parts of me that are feeling physically burnt out and sore. And in caring for the physical burnout, I'm also making space to care for that mental and creative burnout that can happen when we have those really high-powered bursts of creativity going. So if you'd like to join me for some yoga, and you haven't already, unroll your mat. And if you have a yoga strap, it's going to be helpful for this practice. If you don't have a yoga strap, but you have a long belt or the fabric belt from a bathrobe, you could even, for this practice, get away with one of those stretchy bands, the exercise bands, if you have one of those. So the invitation is to grab that, to come onto your mat, and we are going to do this entire practice laying down. So start on your back. Put your strap where you can reach it. Bend your knees, hug them up to your chest, and just start to rock a little bit from side to side, just very gently rocking. There's no right way to do this, so if there's places in your back body that feel like they need a little massage from the floor, then direct your weight into those places as you rock side to side. Maybe it's down in the sacrum in the low back. Maybe it's up higher by the shoulder blades, or even up by the top of the shoulders. Let those spots rub into the floor, to your mat, so that the floor creates that massage. If feel your back start to release a little bit and settle into the floor. Now keep your knees bent and set your feet down so that your heels are about hip-width apart. Draw your heels in as close as you can comfortably bring them in this moment. We're just getting started. Maybe your feet are out in front of your knees still. That's fine. Rest your arms by your sides. Now lift your head and bring your chin toward the top of your chest so that you're really crunching up your throat a little bit, opening the back of your neck, and then keeping the length in the back of your neck. Lay the bottom of the back of your skull down. So your chin is going to stay slightly tucked toward the throat. The back of your neck is still long. Notice your shoulder blades. Allow both shoulder blades to sink evenly down into the floor. Turn your palms down and extend your fingers so that they're reaching in the same direction your toes point. Now press down into the balls of your big toes and the pads of your big toes and the center of your heels. And you'll notice as you start to press that down that that draws the knees towards each other a little bit to bring them right over the heels and also rolls the inner thighs down toward the floor. You might even feel a little bit of engagement in the outside of the thighs and hips as you do that. Just notice what's there. I'm just starting to activate. We tend to get stronger in the outside of the hips and thighs than the inside. So we're asking these inner thigh muscles to work a little bit more. Outside gets to stretch just a bit. Now bring your attention to your breath. Breathe in through your nose and feel the breath go down into your abdomen so that it expands as you inhale. And as you exhale, pull your navel down towards your spine. Feel your low back flatten onto the floor a little bit. You might even feel your tailbone start to peel up. Inhale again. Expand down into the abdomen. Feel your tailbone tilt toward the floor just a bit as the back arches up off the floor. And then exhale, bring your navel down towards your spine. You don't have to completely flatten to the floor, especially if it's strained, but start to activate the tilting in the pelvis. Keep going with your breath. And now with that pelvic tilt, still happening. So the breath is still deep and we're still consciously pulling the navel down to the spine on the exhale. As you take your next breath in, lift your palms off the floor, float them straight up toward the ceiling, and then take your arms over your head until the backs of your hands reach the floor behind your head. And as you exhale, lift your palms up toward the ceiling, and then follow that same arc back down to the floor so that your palms come back down by your sides, fingers pointing toward the top of your mat. Take that again. Inhale. Lift the arms. Take the arms up over your head. Feel the backs of your hands touch the floor at the top of that inhale. Back is arched a little bit. And as you exhale, lift your arms and follow the same arc back down to the floor, navel coming to the spine. Keep that going. Inhale, lift your arms, take your arms up over your head. Touch the floor with the backs of your hands. Exhale, bring your arms straight back up, fingers point toward the ceiling over your shoulders, and then come all the way back down until the palms are on the floor. Keep the arms going with the breath. And the movement in the pelvis, we're going to start to add some bridge into this flow. Check in, are your big toes still pressing down? is still pressing into the center of your heels. So the knees are still right over the toes. Now on your next breath in, lift your palms, start to send your arms overhead. Keep pressing into your big toes. Lift your hips off the floor with that inhale. Bring them up as high as you comfortably can. The knees are going to start to reach over the toes. And as you exhale and lift your arms again, start to roll your spine back down from your shoulders to your hips, drawing the navel to the spine to flatten that a little bit at the bottom of the exhale. Inhale again, the arms come up. As the navel starts to lift, so do the hips. Feel the lengthening from your knees to your shoulders. Front body opening, and then as you exhale, the arms start to arc back down. Spine rolls down, the navel presses into the spine. Keep this going with your breath. Inhale, lifting the hips as the arms go overhead, touch the floor above your head with the backs of your hands. And as you exhale, slowly lower the spine as the arms come back down. Avoid pushing too high, especially if you're noticing strain as you start to lift up. All right, let's knock it off. And stay conscious that your big toes keep pressing into the floor, particularly on the inhales, so that you're not losing the integrity and the alignment of the pose. Inner thighs roll toward the floor. Hips are hugging in, knees stay over the heels. We're going to take three more rounds. At the end of your third exhale, your hands come back down, navel draws toward the spine. Relax your knees out to the sides and bring the soles of your feet together so you're resting in Baddha Konasana. The outside edges of your feet are on the floor. Your knees may not make it to the floor. That's totally fine. Just countering all that internal rotation we were just doing in the legs for a moment. Begin to relax your shoulders, your back. Breathe deeply. Now take your hands to the outsides of your thighs and assist with your hands to lift your knees back up until your feet are back on the floor. Lift your right knee into your chest. Bring your hands behind your right knee and hug your knee in towards your chest as deeply as you can. And at the same time, take deep breaths so that your abdomen expands into your thigh as you inhale. As you bring your navel towards your spine on your exhale, you might find you can draw your knee in just a micro movement closer. Now soften the grip on the knee a little bit and slide your hands down until they're halfway between your knee and your hip. And you can interlace your fingers behind your thigh, right in the middle. Use your hands for resistance. And as you take your next breath in, flex your right foot and press your right heel up toward the ceiling. Your knee might not go perfectly straight, that's totally fine. Just go until you can feel your hamstrings pressing into your hands and you're resisting a little bit with your hands. As you exhale, relax your knee and thigh completely and use your hands to tilt your knee back down towards your chest. Inhale, press up again through your heel until you feel that press against your hands. As you exhale, relax the leg. Let the hands guide the knee back down toward the chest. So we're inhaling, reaching through the heel, activating the hamstrings, the thigh muscles. As you exhale, everything relaxes. The hands do the work of bringing the knee down. One more time, inhale. Press up through your heel. And as you exhale, soften. Bring your knee down towards your chest. Slide your hands back up behind your knee. Keep them right behind the knee. And relax your knee so that your calf is actually resting against the back of your hands. Relax your thigh completely and use your hands to rock your thigh bone from side to side. It's going to go to the inside, to the outside. Feel how the bone moves in the hip. Feel that beginning to release a little bit. Beautiful. Rock that back to center, pause. Keep your knee over your chest, but slide your hands out from behind it and find your strap. Loop your strap around the widest part of your right foot, which is probably the ball of your foot or just below it. Hold your strap so that half the strap is in each hand and press your heel up toward the ceiling again. The knee may not straighten completely, that's fine. Use your strap to guide the toes a little more over your chest until you start to feel the back of your thigh, the hamstrings that we were just activating, start to stretch and open. Avoid overstretching. And we're just guiding with the strap. We're not pulling, we're not forcing. Now put your strap into your right hand. So the whole strap's in the right hand, and slide your right hand a little bit closer to your foot. Put your left hand on the front of your left hip. Exhale and guide your right foot out to the right side. So your leg starts to fall open to the right. Keep your foot flexed and your heel reaching. Notice when your left hip wants to lift off the floor and use your left hand on the front of that hip to guide that back down. Hold your right foot in place with your right hand and your strap. If you're feeling strain in your shoulder, slide your hand a little further from your foot so your strap lengthens. Bend your right elbow and let your elbow rest on the floor so that your shoulder can relax. There's no strain in the shoulder. You can counter the weight of your right leg going out to the right side by dropping your left knee open to the left side. So that Baddha Konasana shape that we made after our bridge. Roll all the way to the outside of the left foot. And you'll feel that stretch across the groin a little bit more. Check in with your breath here. Even though we're stretching things open, you can still take those deep breaths. Abdomen expanding on the inhale and contracting on the exhale. If you dropped your left knee out to the side, take your left hand to the outside of your thigh, just like we did in Baddha Konasana. Guide your knee back up until your foot is flat on the floor. And then as you take your next breath in, lift your right leg back up over your chest. Keep your strap in your right hand, and without lifting your shoulder, slide your hand a little bit closer to your foot. Again, guide your toes just over your chest till you start to feel that stretch in the back of the thigh. Move your left hand to the front of your left thigh. Slide your left heel out and use your left hand to guide your left leg flat onto the floor. Notice how flattening the left leg changed the sensation of stretch in the right. Keep breathing. Nice. Bend your right knee towards your chest. Release your strap, set it to the side. Turn your right knee out to the right side and cross your right ankle over your left thigh. Slide it towards your left knee until your ankle is just a finger's width or two from the top of your kneecap. Flex your right foot so your toes are pulling toward the right shin and the heel is pushing out. Bring your right hand to the inside of your right thigh and gently press into the flesh to guide your knee away from your body until you feel the sensation of stretch in your right hip. There may be lots of stretch. There may be just a little bit. If there's a little bit and it feels like you have space to go deeper, release the inside of your right thigh and slide your right hand through the triangle that you're making with your legs and bring your fingers behind your left thigh. Reach your left hand around the outside of your left thigh and to the back so that your right and left hands meet. And then use your hands to help lift your left foot off the floor and draw your left knee towards your chest. Now, as your left knee presses your shin closer to your chest, flex your right foot, stay reaching out through that heel, and move your right knee away from you a little bit. If there's enough space, you may be able to get your right elbow to the inside of the right thigh so that you can help the knee out at the same time your hand is helping to draw the left knee in. Again, avoid any strain. Breathe into that. Couple more breaths. If you have your left foot up off the floor, release the back of your thigh and set the sole of your left foot back down. Leave your right leg exactly where it is and drop your right arms out to the side so that you're making a T with your upper body. Just like we did before, drop your left knee out to the side like you're coming into Baddha Konasana, rolling to the outside edge of your left foot. Your right ankle is still on the left thigh, so that's going to carry that foot down to the floor on the left side. Feel the sole of your right foot come down. The right knee is pointing up. The right hip is off of the floor. And you might notice that there's stretch in that outer right hip and down the outside of your right thigh. So we're stretching open those strong abductor muscles that we're trying to counter when we bring the knees towards each other, when we hug the thighs in, when we do that internal rotation. We want to open that up. So this is a great stretch from the yin tradition to open that space a little bit more. Now it might start to feel like strain. We've got a lot of connective tissue in here and some very strong and possibly very tight muscles. If it feels like you're straining, move your left knee away from the outside of the right ankle, just a micro movement, so the pressure between the knee and the ankle are not so great. Breathe into that. You know, if your knee and your ankle are not together, bring them back together again. And as you take your next breath in, using your left hand to help the left thigh if necessary, lift your left knee back up until the sole of your foot is flat on the floor, and let that carry the right foot back up. Now slowly and very consciously, slide your right foot off of your left knee and up. Begin to reach your heel toward the ceiling and slowly turn your right knee back to face you, bringing your leg back to its neutral position. So we don't want to pop the hip out of that external rotation, a big hip stretch into neutral. Go slowly. Keep your left foot flat on the floor. Draw your navel down towards your spine a little bit, and as slowly as you can, float your right leg down until your right leg lands flat on the floor. When your leg is on the floor, relax the whole right side. And notice what kind of sensations you feel as you release all that stretching and strengthening out of that side. Sometimes you get tingles or this sense of flow, circulation happening. Just notice what's going on, staying present to your body in this. Now bend your right knee, set your right foot down on the floor, and draw your left knee into your chest. Bring your hands behind your knee so that you can hug your knee in a little bit tighter. Breathe deeply so that your abdomen again is expanding with the inhale. And as you contract with the exhale, use your hands to guide your knee just a micro movement closer. Inhale, the belly presses into the thigh. Exhale. You're using that space as the navel moves down to hug in just a little more deeply. One more breath. Now move your hands to the back of your left thigh. You can interlace your fingers there so you're about halfway between your knee and hip, right in the middle of the hamstrings. Flex your left foot, and as you take your next breath in, press your heel up and out until you feel the back of your thigh pressing into your hands. So those hamstrings are activating. Exhale, let everything in the leg go. Use your hands to bring your knee back towards your chest. Inhale, press against the resistance of your hand to reach your left heel up. As you exhale, soften the hands, bring the knee back down toward the chest. Two more. Inhale, press up through your heel. Exhale, soften, bring your knee down towards your chest. Last one, press up. Exhale, soften, come down to your chest. Now slide your hands right behind your knee so that the back of your shin, your calf muscles, are resting against the back of your hands. Relax your leg completely. All of the muscles in the thigh just go. Now use your hands to rock your thigh from side to side. So the thigh bone is rocking in the hip joint. Keep the muscles relaxed. You can really explore your range of motion when all of the muscles are relaxed and not creating any resistance against that. Rock a few more times side to side. Now bring that knee to stillness. Slide your hands out from behind the back of your knee and grab your strap. Loop the strap around the wide part of your left foot, half the strap in each hand, and extend your heel up toward the ceiling. Allow some micro bend in your knee, particularly if you feel any strain in the knee joint. Use your hands to guide your toes just over your chest. Keep your shoulders relaxed down. Feel into that little stretch down the back of your left thigh. Now shift your strap into your left hand and slide your left hand a little bit closer to your foot so you have that strap securely on the foot. Put your right hand on the front of your right hip, pressing that down to keep the back of the hip down. And then on your next exhale, guide your left leg out to the left side. Keep your foot flexed and your heel reaching. Notice what's happening in your left shoulder as you start to find the edge of that opening. If necessary, lengthen your strap a little bit, bend your elbow, and put the elbow on the floor so that the shoulder is releasing. Notice if your right hip is popping up, keep guiding it back to the floor with the right hand. And to help pull that down a little bit more, you can counter the weight by dropping your right knee out to the right side, rolling onto the outside edge of that foot. Feeling the opening across the front of the hips, inside of the thighs. Take a few more breaths into that. If your right knee's open to the side, move your right hand to the outside of that thigh and use your hand to lift your knee until the foot is flat on the floor again. Use your left hand to guide your left leg back up. Slide your left hand a little closer to your foot again, but keep your left shoulder down, and then use your strap to bring the toes even more over the chest, feeling the stretch down the back of your left thigh. Move your right hand to the front of your right thigh. Slide your right heel out and with your right hand, guide your right thigh flat to the floor. Notice what changed. Bend your knee down towards your chest. Release your strap, set it off to the side. Turn your left knee out to the left side and cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Flex your left foot so your toes pull towards your shin, heel reaches out. Slide your left ankle toward the right knee until you're just that finger width or two from the top of the kneecap. Bring your left hand to the inside of your left thigh. Guide your knee away from you until you notice some stretch in your left hip. Could be different on this side. Check in. If there's a lot of sensation, stay here. If it feels like there's space to deepen, slide your left hand off of your thigh through the triangle you're making with your legs and reach around the back of your right thigh with your fingers. Bring your right hand to the outside of your right thigh and then around the back so that your fingers meet. Lift your right foot off the floor and use your hands to guide your right knee towards your chest. Keep the left foot flexed and the heel reaching as you bring your right knee in, as that left shin presses toward the chest. Notice when you get a lot of sensation, you might even back off from that a little bit, stay inside your edge, breathe into your hip. If your knee is starting to rotate back in towards your body, maybe the left elbow can press into the left thigh and ease that knee away just a bit more. Stay with your breath. If you're holding the back of your right thigh, release your hands Set your right foot back down on the floor. Open your arms out into that T shape. And on your next exhale, drop your right knee all the way out to the right side, rolling to the outside edge of your right foot and coming off of your left hip until your left foot steps onto the floor. So the sole of the foot is down, knee is up. Your right knee rests against the outside of your left ankle. And it's that, creating that little bit of pressure on the outside of the ankle, that really starts to open up through the outside of your left hip and thigh. If it's straining, release that pressure just a bit. Breathe into what you're feeling here. Use your right hand for support, bringing it to the outside of your right thigh. Lift your right knee back toward the ceiling until the sole of your right foot is down, and you've just lifted your left ankle up. Once you're back in that starting position, release your arms down. Slide your left foot up off of your knee. Start to reach through the heel and then turn your left knee towards you so you're slowly unwinding that leg, bringing it back to neutral. Take an inhale. As you exhale, draw your navel to your spine just to help flatten the back a bit, and very slowly float your left leg down onto the mat. When your left leg lands, let that whole left side soften. Relax, notice what sensation is there. And honor what's releasing and letting go. Slide your right foot out to meet the left. If you're finding that your low back strains when you lay flat on your mat, try one of two other options for final relaxation. One is to bend both knees, put your feet on the floor, separate your feet out so they're wider than your hips, and drop your knees together so the knees are resting against each other. You're making a tent shape with your legs. If that's still not quite doing it for you, I'm going to invite you to do final relaxation on your side. Knees bent, roll onto your side in the fetal position. Use the bottom arm like a pillow by bending your elbow and resting your head on your arm. The other hand can rest on the floor in front of you. Perhaps you need a cushion between your knees. You have one handy, use it. Once you've gotten settled in whatever position feels good, let your eyes close. Relax your body. Working your way down from the crown of your head all the way to your toes, gently noticing any places that are still holding on to tension, where the muscles still feel engaged, and each place you find, invite it to relax. With no expectation that the outcome will be what you desire. Just create the invitation. Remember to relax your jaw and your tongue, your knees. Relax the fingers and toes. And I'm going to leave you here to stay in Savasana as long as you desire. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.